We're talking rugby, and talking of rugby, last weekend Stephen Larkham was in town with OSN, adding his punditry skills to the games last weekend. Percy Montgomery here this weekend, along with an all-star cast. But Larks took time out to speak to one of ours, Trent Massenhelder, about his phenomenal career in the game. Will go down as one of the all-time greats. That amazing partnership he set up with another guest who'll be on the show very shortly, George Gregan. He's coming up in just a little while. Rugby in the region, and of course, the Autumn Internationals.
Quite some terrible luck with injuries and lack of experience to choose from. Wallabies coach Robbie Deans has come under fire in recent times after some mixed results of late. Do you think he's the right man for the job, and do you think the ARU will stick with him?
Yeah, I think it's past that point now. Certainly, when we started the rugby championship so poorly, everyone was saying it, and even I was saying that his time's probably up now. You know, they're not going to give him another chance. And then he slowly turned things around. You look at our game against South Africa, and I think Quade Cooper's got a little bit to do with this as well. But you look at our game against South Africa, where we lost the game over there, but we actually played really well, and we let in a couple of soft tries, and they sort of got away with the game a little bit there. But we started to play really good football without Quade Cooper, with Curly Bill at 5'8". We went over to Argentina, very difficult place to play, long travel, and we won over there, and we played really well. We played with passion. We come back, we play New Zealand, and we draw 18-all.
But given that, what do the Wallabies need to improve on then in order to consistently challenge the All Blacks?
It's the off-field distractions, which has certainly hurt us in the past. You know, Quade copped his fair share of criticism over in the World Cup, and you know, I think that affected his game and affected everyone's game, therefore. Getting guys on the paddock is something that's a big issue in Australia at the moment, whether we use a rotation system to make sure that we can get our best players ready for the international season, or, you know, and I'm part of a Brumbies, so I'm part of one of the provinces over there, and our goal is definitely to win the Super Rugby tournament. So we don't want to be rotating players. We'll rotate players throughout our season to make them fresh and last long enough to get through to the finals. But we're not really concerned about international. So there's that disconnect between the States and the ARU at the moment. Something that certainly needs to be worked on. So getting those players on the paddock, getting our best players on the paddock, and then just starting to continually build on this self-belief that we've shown over the last month or so.
Quade Cooper, the recalcitrant playmaker, win a spot back in the lineup and work under Deans, and do you think he should?
Well, I think Quade's a quality player. I think he's a really skillful player. No doubt about it, he's one of the best players in Australian rugby. He's certainly got his weaknesses, you know, and he's been hidden on the wing to defend at times. But then when you put him in to defend at 5'8", he can tackle pretty well. So certain aspects of his game that need a little bit of improvement, certainly off the field and amongst the team, it's a big area of improvement that's needed for him. I think he's got a really big wake up from this last incident, and I think it's been really good for him. It's certainly been very good for the team. You know, the team's really gelled now that he wasn't a part of it, and they were very upset with what he said. So I think he's learned a big lesson there. Continual talk to him, going to league, going overseas, all that sort of stuff. He's just got to focus on trying to become a better player, because, you know, at Super Rugby level, yeah, he's one of the best players in the competition. You get him to the test level, yeah, pretty good player for most tests, until he comes up against the best sides in the world, and then he starts to struggle a bit. So I think that's his wake up. He's got to understand that he's still got to push forward and become that player that he thinks he is.
And is he the best option at number 10, do you feel?
It's a tough question. I think Curly Beale is certainly playing some outstanding football, and I love the way Curly plays. He plays flat at the line. He really challenges the defence. He sees opportunities and he takes them really well. A little bit the same as Quade Cooper. Quade's probably lost a little bit of confidence with his knee at the moment. And Quade's probably got a better kicking game than Curly, although, you know, you see Curly's kicking over the last couple of tests. He's really kicking some good balls. I think that combination, yeah, and when Curtly plays well at fullback, he's the best fullback in Australia as well. So there's options there. I like James O'Connor. I like Quade Cooper. I like Curtly Beale. I like Digby Ione. I like Pat McCabe. I like Will Guinea. And I think all those guys need to be on the paddock. You know, those guys, the six guys there that I've named, I think they've got to be on the paddock somewhere and then the other guys have to fight for their spot. But I like the combination out there with those guys on the paddock, and I think James O'Connor is someone that probably hasn't been talked about enough. You know, he came into the scene playing a little bit of 5-8, a little bit of inside centre, but I think his position is really on the wing because it gives us a couple of things. He's super smart in terms of his rugby brain. He's really quick. He's got great skills. And his communication is really good from the wing. So he's someone that we're definitely missing.